This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. But you know what is the way it goes? Regional Roundup with Chris Stevens Todd.
That's right. We head all the way around regional Victoria, finding out what's happening for our LGBTIQA+ communities. How are you doing, Chris?
Good morning, everyone. I am great, thank you.
Now, there is a lot going on in regional Victoria celebrating Pride and Inclusion this weekend. It's pretty exciting.
There is.
I'm excited because we have a new name on the list this week.
And it sounds really cool.
A location we haven't been to yet in our regional roundup. Let's go all the way to Beechworth.
Yeah, Beechworth are doing a huge weekend full from this Thursday all the way through Sunday, Dragged Out Beechworth, which is just going to be pretty much a full weekend of drag.
Yeah, there's a whole bevy of drag performers, Filmer Box, Freddie Merkin, Polly Filler, Jemima Handful, performers from all around Australia descending on Beechworth, and they're going to be kicking up their heels and dancing all day and all night filled with drag.
Some would say that's nuts. Do you get it?
Yeah,
Beechworth
gonna,
nuts.
And there's going to be a weekend of pretty much something for everyone to go to. There's family-friendly events, there's adult-only events, there's stuff all throughout the day. There's a fair day on the Sunday for everyone as well. It's just, a really great weekend.
Yeah, there's a whole bevy of free stuff. A lot of tickets have sold out for things, but they have put some new releases on things and expanded some venues this week. So if you're near the Beechworth area or heading down that way as a part of Dragged Out Beechworth, why not jump online and check out what's on offer? Now, this is something I'm a little bit excited for. It's happening in Castlemaine with a name that I just think is perfect. It's Queer Speed Friending.
Cute.
Exactly. They did this earlier in the year and it was so popular and such high demand that they're bringing it back for this Friday night, the 17th of November, at the Theatre Royal in Castlemaine at 6 p.m. And, yeah, it's a good night to meet people and it's a speed event. So, you get to fire off your questions to each other, get to know each other, move on to the next person.
And people can be freaked out when you do that, and feel like you've got to be dating. But doing it in a mate way, I think is brilliant.
Exactly. And we did a mini version of it on the weekend in Shepparton with a group of people. And it was actually a lot of fun. You got to meet and ask questions and stuff that you wouldn't normally speak to.
Did you make new friends or was it like a new way to get to know people?
It was more like a new way to get to know people in my situation because we all kind of knew each other already, but we got to know each other a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's a really good way to connect to your community if you aren't sure about how to connect to the people within the community. It's a really good way to do that.
Yeah.
Now, we're also going to head over to to Charing Cross, which is where the big Bendigo sign is.
Yeah, so this day and for this week, there's a Trans Day of Remembrance memorial and art installation happening in Bendigo run by Thorn Harbour Country. And it's to acknowledge the people that we've lost over the last 12 months due to anti-trans violence. And there's going to be a local trans voices who will share their experience and call an end to the stigma and violence throughout the installation. And then, there's an area where there'll be these hands where people can decorate and stick them on as part of the art installation as well.
Really important. Lovely. It is Trans Awareness Week and Trans Day of Remembrance is on Monday, but this event is happening on Sunday. So it's really important that we elevate our trans communities, raise awareness about what they're going through and really take stock on Trans Day of Remembrance because, too many trans people are gone too soon.
Yeah, and that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I went last year and there was such a good big crowd. Hopefully it doesn't rain on us this year because we had to battle the rain last year. So And last year's one, Art Installation, was beautiful, and they're doing something slightly different this year, so go along for that.
Now, we would be amiss not to mention something happening in good old Shepparton. What is happening in Shepparton this week?
Yeah, Friday the 17th of November is part of the Out in the Open Festival. Is it still going? It's going into its last few days. There is at Bojas Wine Bar Drag Bingo with Lady Lubricant and Spencer Street, and it's a fun night of bingo and food and drinks.
Love.
There's so much still happening as a part of Out in the Open. You've also got the Carnival Day on Saturday, haven't you?
Yes, the big, big day, the end of it all almost, and that's lots of food trucks, entertainment, all mostly queer local performers, and lots of picnic rugs and families and all sorts of things.
It's going to be a whole heap of fun.
Chris, have you been keeping an eye on the weather for Saturday's weather?
I haven't actually.
I have actually.
That's not like...
Because obviously I'm going to be there with a wig on and it looks like it's going to be okay. Ooh. It's always an interesting one with Carnival Day because it can either be really stinking hot, but it looks like it's just going to be perfect.
That would be ideal. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Enjoy the rest of the Out in the Open week and all of the events across regional Victoria. It sounds like it's a big time of year for regional Victoria for sure.
Massive.
Thank you, and will do.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.